We got one live, Stu. Doug Stewart. What up, Doug?
I'm great. Morning show. How y'all doing?
We're doing good. We're in Philadelphia, man.
Yeah, I see y'all in Philadelphia, and it's interesting. The Philadelphia 76ers came out with their new logo last night or yesterday.
Yeah.
It's actually a picture of old Ben Franklin.
Dribbling the basketball, man.
Yeah, I don't get that, though. I don't get that. I mean, hell, use something more modern. Hell, they could have used Kevin Hart. He does everything else. I mean, he's on everything.
He is Mr. Philadelphia. You're right.
Right. If they want to be more menacing, you know, in the tradition of menacing logos, they could have used Bill Cosby. You know?
Wow.
Good one.
They could have used a lot of different things, Tom.
Playoffs last night.
Yeah, the NBA playoffs last night still kicked in real hot and heavy. Last night, the Cleveland Cavaliers win 106-101 over the Chicago Bulls. Right now, they lead that series 3-2. Most people think that LeBron James is going to finish that thing out, and they're going to advance to the next round. Also, the Houston Rockets last night with James Harden, he goes slap off. He goes for a big game, and they win 124-103 over the Clippers. 3-2 in that series tonight. You got a couple of games. You got the Wizards taking on the Hawks. That series is tied 2-2, and also Golden State taking on the Memphis Grizzlies. And that series is also 2 games apiece as well. But Tom,
who do you say is going to be in the finals come June 4th?
You know what? I called this the other day. I called the Memphis Grizzlies. I like what they're doing right now.
Me too.
Yeah. Memphis got that. You know, they got that old man game. You know, Zach Randolph and Pau Gasol. They play like that old man on the court. You know, he's lost his athleticism, but he still gets out there and boonks you to death. And that's so cool. I absolutely love the Memphis Grizzlies. I'm not sure about it now because Golden State had a great showing the other night. But I'm going to stick with my pick, the Grizzlies and the Cleveland Cavaliers. And the Grizzlies to win it all. LeBron James falls short this year. I hope I'm right.
Wow. Okay. All right.
Everybody's
talking about Deflategate, Tom. And
let's talk about Deflategate.
Yeah, Deflategate. Yesterday, the NFL suspended Tom Brady, the MVP of the Super Bowl, without pay for the first 4 games of the season, and they fined the Patriots $1 million and taken away 2 draft picks as punishment for deflating footballs used in the AFC title game. Now, Tom, I'm on the side on the DougStewartShow.com. I'm on the side that Tom Brady, the New England Patriots, and Bill Belichick are some cheating some of my bitches. They are. And they've been cheating for a long time, Tom. It goes all the way back. You can go back to 1982 with Snowplowgate, where they cleared the field off to let their field goal kicker hit a field goal, and they won the game against the Miami Dolphins. And they've done several different things over the years, you know, about Spygate and Deflategate. And bottom line is they pushed the issues. And they got caught. See, they got caught up in the trifecta of cheating. First of all, the climate of the NFL. Number one, the climate of the NFL over the last year has been very toxic with all the domestic violence cases. Then you got the culture of cheating with the New England Patriots, in which I just talked about. And the last thing is they got caught. Okay? They got caught. And I don't want to hear everybody else saying how this team does this and everybody tries to gain a competitive advantage. Yeah, that's fine. And everybody always says, if you're not cheating, you ain't trying. But the other half of that statement and of that axiom, if you're not cheating, you're not trying. But if you get caught, that's your ass. That is the New England Patriots. They got caught. And so it's
Bobby.
That's the way it works.
Right. It's Bobby going to get a field, but I like the fact that the NFL came down hard on these guys. Damn, cheaters.
All right, Doug. Doug Stewart.
I like the second part.
Later, man.